Kennedy stepped into the public arena shortly after completing his undergraduate studies at Harvard in 1948, not as a public official or politician, but as a journalist. His reporting provides the clearest insight into his thought processes before October 10, 1955, when he gave his first formal speech, a report on his trip with U.S. Supreme Court Justice William O. Douglas to Soviet Central Asia and Siberia. On March 5, 1948, he sailed on the Queen Mary bound for Europe and the Middle East, armed with press credentials that his father, Joseph P. Kennedy, had secured for him from the Boston Post. He was 22 years old. After spending several days in London and then Cairo, Kennedy landed in Tel Aviv on March 26th amid violence, intrigue, and intense hostility. The British mandate to rule Palestine, which derived from the old League of Nations, was due to end on May 14th, because the previous November, the fledgling United Nations General Assembly had decided to partition the ancient land into the two states of Israel and Palestine. As the British prepared to withdraw, Arabs and Jews were fighting fiercely throughout Palestine, while the United Nations Security Council dithered over how or whether to enforce partition. Kennedy reached Jerusalem in an armored car, visited a kibbutz, and interviewed people on both sides of the conflict, including soldiers of the Haganah, the Jewish paramilitary force, and right-wing Irgun Zvi Lyumi guerrillas, whose violent forays against the British and Arabs had left scores dead. In early April, he went to Lebanon, and then he continued through Istanbul and Athens to Rome. On May 14th, as the British mandate ended, the Jews promptly proclaimed the new state of Israel with borders conforming to the United Nations partition plan. President Harry Truman formally granted diplomatic recognition, and the next day the armies of Egypt, Jordan, Syria, Iraq, and Lebanon invaded, touching off the first Arab-Israeli war. It would end 14 months later with the invaders defeated. Although Kennedy wrote his pieces in April, before the May Declaration of Israeli Independence, the Boston Post published them on four successive days beginning on June 3rd, when a photograph of Robert Kennedy appeared on the front page, alongside a story that carried a two-column headline, "British Hated by Both Sides." An italicized introduction informed readers that the article was the first of a special series on the Palestine situation written by Robert Kennedy, and noted, "Young Kennedy has been traveling through the Middle East, and his firsthand observations, appearing exclusively in the Post, will be of considerable interest in view of the current crisis." Kennedy began his report by observing that Arthur Balfour, England's foreign secretary during the latter half of World War I, would have made his declaration calling for a homeland for the Jews in Palestine clearer if he could have foreseen how much bloodshed its ambiguity was causing. No great thought, Kennedy wrote, was given it at the time, for Palestine was then a relatively unimportant country. There were then not the great numbers of homeless Jews, and no one believed then that the permission granted for Jewish immigration would lead 30 years later to world turmoil on whether a national home should mean an autonomous national state. Then he impartially outlined the positions of the Jews and the Arabs, asserting that it is an unfortunate fact that because there are such well-founded arguments on either side, each grows more bitter toward the other. Confidence in their right increases in direct proportion to the hatred and mistrust for the other side for not acknowledging it.